an exciting adventure for you, isn't it?
Oh, it's been amazing. Rabobank Food Bites is an international pitch competition, and we've gone from 340 down to the last 15, and in fact down to the last 5.
Good Lord. Well, tell me about this project, because this is a very unusual project. It all started off with kangaroos and methane.
methane emissions,
How did someone come across that? Was that you?
It was one of my business partners, Rob Bell. But look, the short story to it is that kangaroos burp little or no methane.
Yep.
And they sit under a tree in an Australian paddock, and they take about 4 kilos of grass to put on 1 kilo of red meat. My sheep and cattle take about 20 kilos of grass just to do the same thing. So Progny asked itself, what if sheep and cattle could mimic kangaroos? And that's actually the start of the journey.
Mate, and I'll tell you what, it is taking off like wildfire, I might add.
Yeah.
So tell me, where were you 5 years ago? Where are you now with Progny?
Look, 5 years ago we'd identified... that story is an extraordinary one. It essentially is about some stranded science out of the University of Queensland. It's about reducing methane emissions out of ruminants. It's about using less resources to put on that same kilo of red meat. And it's about taking antibiotics as growth promoters out of the food chain. So we launched our business in a regional town called Dubbo, New South Wales. And that's 18 months ago, our first product. And we now have national distribution and manufacturing in Australia, and are pretty heavily sought after by America, because we've got a couple of issues. We've got to get methane out of, we've got to stop burping methane, and we've got to find an alternative to using antibiotics as growth promoters. Otherwise, we lose our social license.
Now, do
all that without costing the farmer more.
I was going to say, you've got to have the backing of the farmers, and slowly but surely, all of a sudden, the tsunami wave is building, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, I spoke to one piece of technology. The other piece of technology we're commercialising, hopefully 12 months away, will shorten induction time for feedlots from 21 days down to 3. So
Wow. For
the guys out there that feedlot, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
So, you know, you're a finalist in both Future Food Asia and, of course, Rabobank's Food Bites.
Yeah.
Good times ahead.
Well, look, we hope so. We're very humbled by the fact that we've been able to get this far. We go into lockdown tonight, so we go into New York time for the rest of the competition, and we'll know around about 4 o'clock on Thursday morning.
So I know this is a silly question. I'm sure you've been a quiz about it. If you could do that for cattle, what about humans?
What about humans? Slightly different digestive process.
Right.
So, and sheep and cattle are what we know and what we work with.
But surely it mustn't be too far off. I mean, you know, you've come across an incredible, shall we say, solution for methane gas, and you're getting rid of all those antibiotics and everything else like that. Surely I could see, some sort of special bar coming for humans the next 4 or 5 years once you start digging deeper?
Look, I think you've touched on the secret sauce, the secret and the key to our technology is the microbiome. So... Yeah. Humans have different microbiomes to animals, and animals have a really particular type of microbiome. So that's the bacteria in the gut. Most of their bacteria are anaerobic, so they actually don't like oxygen, and that's why this technology is so unique and so hard to get to market.
Well, that's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. And we wish you all the best of luck. I'm looking forward to this. When will the winner be announced?
We're hoping... 4:30 in the morning on Thursday. I won't ring you to let you know, but hopefully we'll post it on social media. I don't want to wake you.
Mate, I'm already up at 4:30. I'm looking forward to the phone call, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
No worries, Lockie.